Editor's note. Barry Today has asked council candidates in neighboring Springwater and Isa townships to provide a synopsis of why they are running for public office. Municipal elections take place October 24. The following is from George Cabral, who is running for deputy mayor in Springwater Township. For more election coverage, visit our 2022 municipal election page by clicking here, where you can find candidate profiles and other election news. Raising a young family is tricky business, and where you raise them is key. We looked to Springwater 34 years ago to do just that, and we immediately knew we'd found our home. Michelle and I are proud to live here and cherish the relationships we've built. My children, Josh and Chelsea, grew up here, attended school here, and both maintain close connections here. I've worked hard to build my reputation on a foundation of honesty and trust. I pride myself on being approachable, respectful, and responsive. I advocate residents' concerns regardless of my personal views. Being retired after 33 years in policing, Toronto and Barrie, I'm available to residents at all times. I firmly believe in delivering services our residents want and need, in a fiscally responsible manner that respects our taxpayers and their hard-earned tax dollars. This will be critical for the next budget given our record inflation, which is so high. A recent survey showed 1 in 4 Canadians admitted borrowing just to pay monthly bills. I am the current Ward 1 councillor and also sit on Simcoe County Council as our Springwater alternate. In this election, I am running for deputy mayor. Simcoe County has a huge impact on our daily lives, and on our pocketbook through taxation. I have the knowledge, experience and commitment to best represent residents as their deputy mayor on both Springwater Council and Simcoe County Council. I will continue to advocate strongly for line-by-line budget oversight to keep taxes in check, and remain laser-focused on costs for core services municipalities are required to provide, cut exorbitant consultant fees, challenge staff to find efficiencies and question unnecessary expenditures. We must stay on top of the Midhurst secondary plan to manage this growth closely and, where the devil may be in the fine print, I read the fine print. Safety is everyone's concern and the adoption of the Community Safety and Policing Act presents opportunity to Springwater on policing. My experience in policing will help get us there. Public transportation is a county initiative for which I will champion the needs of our residents and advocate for enhanced public transportation. I'm not afraid to ask the tough questions or do the heavy lifting. I continually do my homework, review issues and concerns, and am always informed and prepared for council meetings. I put Springwater residents first.